What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if the Commanders are going to sell out week one or not. My guess is they probably will. In fact, I texted someone today and they said that they thought they were closing in on a sellout, but they didn't really have any more details. And I didn't bother digging a whole lot more than that. So I'll wear it if we find out that they've already sold out. But here's what I know. Last year, Danny, 8 days before the season opener, they put out a graphic on Twitter and Instagram, and they put out a press release to let everybody know they'd sold their home game out. And I'm not knocking that. I thought that was an awesome, good thing.
Yeah.
Especially because the Arizona Cardinals were the opponent in week one, and Arizona's fan base doesn't travel. So what we got in the first ever game of the Josh Harris era after he'd bought the team right before training camp was a very rare and a thoroughly enjoyable win over Arizona, number one. But number two, a game where the stadium was full of mostly Commanders fans, which almost never happens. Fast forward to this year. I understand that it's now been a year of the new ownership group, and it's not the reactionary first month or two after Dan Snyder sold. But you now have a main event and a main attraction in the number two overall pick quarterback, Jaden Daniels. Last year, you had a second-year, fifth-round pick who had played a couple of quarters worth of football, and nobody knew if he was any good. And they sold out. And what you and I have been saying a lot, what I was kind of clamoring for with more interest and more excitement and more juice for the season was, it does not seem like there's a whole lot of momentum going into the year here. I feel like this is somewhat evidence of that, no? Like, is this discouraging or alarming in some way? Like, what do we think of that? That a year ago, 8 days before the opener, we already knew they sold out. And here we are a couple of days out, and the assumption is that they haven't yet because they haven't announced.
Well, it wasn't just this week, remember. This is, you know, weeks in advance. I mean, I remember I was just going back and looking during the break. You know, the Week 13 game against the Dolphins is sold out. And, you know, this number of weeks in advance, we sold out. Thank you, fans. It's a great puff your chest out thing. It's a great validation for all the folks working so hard in the business office. It's great for fans to feel good about it. Because when you're buying into something, you want to know that you're not going to be the only guy sitting in your intersection, like the famous photo with our buddy Tailgate Ted. You know, like when you're down 50 points and it's just him and some tumbleweed. You want to know that other people are in too. You want to feel good about it. So it's a nice validating thing. But the flip side is, to your point, we've kind of experienced this in, you know, and it's hard to quantify type ways, right? Whether it's the energy or the juice or whatever word you want to use for it. We have sort of felt this on our side. There's just not the same level of excitement. And trying to quantify why, I think, is a fascinating discussion. There's a little bit of everything to it. The same way on a negative side for so many years, why don't you fill in the blank person go to FedEx Field anymore? And everyone has their story of the thing that was just too much for them, where they said, you know what, screw it, I'm not going. And the attendance all of a sudden went from top whatever in the league to down at the bottom. And it happened. There was a moment, right? Everyone had their own experience, but it added up to enough indignities and enough, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore, that the numbers finally dropped. Flip side here, we're talking about, you know, reasons for excitement. Typically in an NFL city, you draft the number two overall player, a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback that's electric and exciting and is also a great dude by all accounts, right? Who just does everything right all the time and has a billion-dollar smile.
By the way, it's the first chance the fan base will get to see him.
Yeah.
He did not play in the only preseason game in Landover, Maryland, because that was preseason game three when, God forbid, they would have played some players, because as you could see this past weekend, they didn't need any more work. So they decided not to play him in the home game so that the other two games were on the road when he did play. So it's the first chance people get to go see him. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, you add in the fact that you know a lot of Giants fans are coming to the game. As bad as they played, you normally grab these tickets in advance, or if you're in this area and there are lots of people from New York, lots of Giants fans who are, it's your annual chance. Last year, you sold out with very little help from the visiting fan base.
Mm-hmm.
This year, you're getting a lot more help, presumably, from the visiting fan base. That's a reasonable thought, I would say.
You would say so.
And you still haven't sold out. So how many different or fewer single-game tickets are being sold for game number one. Now, I was in Josh Harris's press conference a few weeks ago over at the stadium before the only preseason game at home. And I know that he mentioned that season ticket sales were up 30% year over year. So from last year to this year, season tickets are up, which is a great thing. And that's a good sign. And I'm happy and I'm glad about that. But I think this is a different conversation than that. This is a, hey, it's a beautiful weather. The Commanders are home this weekend. It's the first time we get to see them. And last year, with a new ownership group, tens of thousands of people said, I'm going to go. And it seems like that number this year is way smaller.
Has dwindled, yeah. I don't
with
know. Yeah.
The godsend that should
with
be
Jane Daniels.
The savior, so to speak. I'm using air quotes. But like, I oversight this story that Liz Clark wrote years ago, but you know, if you're a reeling sports organization, NFL team, what can you do? You hire a hero coach, like a Jim Harbaugh type that everyone says will change everything, and you put him on a pedestal, or you go get a new quarterback high in the draft. That was basically the research it showed. Those were the two things for business to boom. And they basically did one and a half of those. I mean, I wouldn't put Dan Quinn in that category, but they have a new coach, they have a new GM, they have a new quarterback. Openers in a few days.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get the email any minute now. I think it will be sold out. In fact, I can't say I'm positive, but I would be shocked if it isn't. But my point is we're behind last year's schedule considerably.
That part's indisputable, right? So, and again, we're not criticizing anybody. I don't want to speak for you. I'm certainly not. I'm not upset with anyone.
Who is there to criticize?
Right. I'm not knocking anybody. People will take this as being a negative.
I'm asking, is this a thing? Or right. Like more than anything else, I guess, Danny, to just I'll shut up on this. I'm saying, isn't this evidence that our speculation was correct?
And that's where I'm going, is that we have felt this, and we've communicated that to you guys, and you know, just, hey, this is the feeling, and it's hard to put a number on. And there's still no number directly, but here's what we've got. Well in advance last year, the home games were sold out, and they told you so. You haven't seen that communication yet, have you? If you have, you let us know, because it probably slipped by our radar. But I haven't seen it. And that right there is a more firm data point than you and I being like, man, people aren't really seem to be that excited or calling in about Jaden Daniels to the same degree that you would have thought. Now, I know it's not going to be 12 years ago. That's impossible, where you were up until 6 o'clock in the morning with Pete Metters taking calls on just the trade to go get Griffin, not even Griffin himself, you know, doing an overnight situation. We're never going to get there again. I don't think that's realistic to expect. But this is a, just to sort of restate it, a firmer data point that kind of goes, people aren't quite as excited or ginned up maybe as they were in the past. I think there are reasons for that. I think the finality and the exhale and the, oh my God, it's not Dan Snyder. Where do I put my money? Let me do something to commiserate and be so joyful. We've had a year of that where it's still not Dan. I'm still in a honeymoon phase where, big picture, I'm thrilled. Eventually we'll get out of that. But I don't think people have that run around with their hair on fire. I've got to do something to show it.
Well, I want to cut one idea off maybe before it gets started too, which is if someone's going to say, well, last year it was week one, so we hadn't seen them play. And this year it's week two and they just played and it was terrible. So I'm less excited to buy a ticket. Because last year, I just read the story on Pro Football Talk. Mm-hmm. The announcement was made over a week before the game.
Exactly.
So my point is, last year, the game was sold out before they even kicked off against the Bucs as it pertains to this season. Now, I think it is reasonable to ask the question, though, if you watched that game and you were thinking about going to week two, does any part of you feel less inclined to do so? I would say, personally, I would still go to this game because the Giants are a lot worse, because it's the first time I'll see the team all season. Because I've never seen Jaden Daniels in person if I'm a fan of this team who didn't travel for the preseason, didn't get to go to training camp practices or whatever. So I think I would probably still go, but it's a lot of money. You're talking about committing an entire day. When my wife goes as a season ticket holder and I'm at the game for work, like that's babysitters. A lot of people have to hire a babysitter. That's more money. You're leaving your house at 9 in the morning for your tailgate. You're not getting home till 4:30. There's a huge commitment. And there are probably people, Danny, who are on the fence thinking, yeah, I'll probably buy a ticket. And then you watch them play against the Bucks, and you're just not as excited.
Like, I'm not doing that. Yeah.
I think that's reasonable.
I do, too. But again, the difference is quantifiable, and you already said it. Last year, they didn't need a sample. Last year, without Jaden Daniels and with fifth-round Freddie Sam Howell, who Ron Rivera just sort of discovered might be able to do it.
That's still the thing I cannot get my head around is that there were more vocal, loud people excited about Sam Howell last year than there are for Jaden Daniels. which is just laughable to me.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.